Yes, I'm fine. Just tired. Even the best excuses to hide anxiety only make it worse. A true story of panic, OCD, and the search for identity. Written and narrated by Tom Ahern. Preface to the second edition. Since its initial release in 2018, many things have changed for me, like they have for all of us. For one, I no longer feel quite so alone. Writing this book, with hindsight, gave me a chance to understand myself. Looking back, it now reads to me more so as an extrapolation of ideas and thoughts. I believed they were uniquely mine, when, in fact, they were as human as hands and feet. We live in a world now where it is widely accepted that individuals will experience some kind of hardship in their lives. Whether the rise of mental ill health is an expression of the way in which we live in the 21st century or not, the fact that it is okay not to be okay is a tremendous leap forward in the continuing push to proclaim individual sovereignty as fundamental as personal hygiene. Hardly a lifetime ago, and I'd have been imprisoned for my mental health at the time this book was written and in the years preceding it. Violent, sexual and religious intrusive thoughts, physical compulsions, slumps of depression, frequent drug use, as well as treating my family far less than they deserved, might have had me incarcerated for years, no less than 50 years ago. I'd have been labelled insane, disturbed and crazy, providing the grounds for scientific experimentation, heavy doses of questionable medication, and a renunciation of what we now all deem to be basic human rights. Billie Holiday stands as one example of an individual who was not quite so lucky. Lady Day, as she became known, grew up on the streets of Baltimore, her 19-year-old mother working as a prostitute at the time because her father had vanished shortly after she was born. A long quest to find her mother culminated in her being raped by a man in his 40s who pretended her mother was looking for her. By 14, she was desperate. A madam offered her a 50% cut to have sex with strangers. She took the job. The police soon took her off the streets, and instead of keeping her safe from being pimped and raped, they punished her and threw her in jail. When she got out, she found alcohol and drugs, mechanisms for numbing the pain no one should ever have to endure in their entire lifetime, let alone by age 15. She injected heroin, specifically. For much of her adult life, she was hunted for her drug use by a man named Harry Anslinger, considered a racist even in the 1930s. Holiday's story hits close to home for me, coincidentally, because up until the time of her death, she maintained a fear of burning in hell. She fell in love with jazz when she was 6. Her mother, on the other hand, was convinced this music was the work of Satan and wouldn't let her hear a note of it at home. So Holiday offered to perform small cleaning tasks for the madam of the local whorehouse on one condition. Instead of being paid a nickel like the other kids, she would take her pay on this floor and in rapt hours left alone to listen. Holiday died alone in 1959, handcuffed to a hospital bed, police guarding her room. Holiday, because of her skin colour and traumatic upbringing, was killed by a vengeful, ignorant system. I, on the other hand, am still alive and healthy. I was able to seek help for my mental health when it was at its worst in 2014, suffering from the same fear Holiday did, among others. And instead of being met with ridicule and shame, I was seen and heard. For the reasons above, I am forever grateful to have been born in 1993. Since that time, thanks to leading experts like Dr. Bessel van der Kolk and Dr. Gabor Mate, as well as journalists like Johan Hari, it has become more widely accepted to listen to the individual and for individuals to listen to themselves. Emotions and thoughts are no longer seen as separate, foreign, or negative externalities to an otherwise functioning organism. Rather, they are reflective of an incredibly complicated, brilliant, and well-adapted mammal known as Homo sapien. We are now standing upon the precipice of a consciousness revolution. More and more people are listening to the signs and signals of their mind bodies, the mind and body no longer seen and treated as separate entities. Physical health affects mental health and vice versa. People are beginning to trust themselves again, and by doing so, see the world more accurately with every increase in subjective consciousness expansion. When individual suffering is reduced considerably, external projections pertaining to the ways in which one wishes the world should be are no longer quite...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?